Despite higher flows in the Boise River and minor flooding on the Greenbelt this week, city officials aren't worried the water will unravel recent repairs made to the trail system. James Dawson reports.
Caution signs detour cyclists and runners from part of the Boise Greenbelt near the Park Center Bridge, with a few inches of water covering parts of the trail. It's a sign that stood for months as city crews worked to repair significant flooding damage as last year's record snowpack flowed through the city. Southern Idaho reservoirs are just shy of capacity, so the Army Corps of Engineers has boosted water levels along the Boise River to avoid flooding elsewhere. Tyson Louie was on a run with his wife Danielle yesterday when he came across the flooding.
I wouldn't want any more erosion to happen on the Greenbelt, you know? I mean, it's one of Boise's prized gems, and I'd like to, you know, keep it intact as much as possible.
City Parks and Recreation officials say they don't expect permanent damage from the high water. Danielle Louie says she and her husband won't change their running route for the time being.
It's only like a couple weeks. It's not too bad to endure.
Federal officials say they'll ease off releasing water over the next few weeks if the risk of flooding eases up. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.